place.
Is the game slowing down for you?
It is, definitely is. Definitely slowing down now that we're, I mean, six games in. It's definitely something that's helped me out, getting a lot of playing time on the field.
With defenses now, they're just going to start stuffing the run and paying attention. Does that put more pressure on you guys to get open, to kind of balance things out offensively?
Yeah, they did that 2 weeks ago when we played Michigan State. So, I mean, that's something that we definitely need to step up on, and we're going to work on that this week. And I think we're still going to run the ball. But we're just going to try to do a little bit of both and try to give everybody a chance to make some plays.
Lesson learned a little bit. Was Michigan State kind of that, okay, you know, eye-opening a little bit?
A little bit. I mean, the receivers knew what we had to do. So, I mean, we tried to do as much as we could against Michigan State, but unfortunately we couldn't come up with enough. So this week we're definitely going to work harder and see whatever we can do on offense.
What do you think you've learned? You've taken strides in the first 6 weeks of the season.
What I've learned?
Yeah. What do you know now? How much better are you now than you were before? And what exactly have you picked up on yourself that you know you're a little bit better at?
Just reading coverage and know where I have to be and when I have to be there. That's the most important thing. And just getting a use of the DBs and how they're playing and how aggressive they are. So that's one thing I definitely learned from playing.
Jake's been able to extend plays, but when he has to go outside the pocket, what are your scramble rules for the wide receivers?
Block for them. try to find an open hole, probably. But, I mean, for the most part, just find somebody to block, turn up field, and block for them.
That's something, you know, going back to the what you've learned, is that something that you couldn't have done except to actually get on the field and see it play after play?
Yeah, that's definitely something that we had to that we found out during the game. Like, I mean, once we see something happen, you have to react. So it's definitely something, obviously, that we saw, like, during the game, or not really in practice because we don't usually tackle in practice.
Yeah, and then scout team's not going
exactly.
to provide that paperwork.
Exactly.
That kind of
What
did you take out of this bye week?
Got my body right.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important thing. And, I mean, learning more about Ohio State, just an early jump on them.
Does it help to have an early jump on a team like this that you know is as potent as they are on both sides of the ball?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, they're one of the best football teams in the country, so it's definitely a great thing to do during an off week, so. That's pretty much it.
What are the coaches and maybe even some of the older guys tell you about when you're preparing to go into an environment like that where there's going to be over 100,000 people or that, most of whom are going to be cheering against you?
Just forget the noise. Right. I mean, do whatever you have to do, and hopefully everything will fall into place for you.
How important would it be to have somebody like Kavante come back? I know he's very limited.
It'll be very important. I mean, he's one of our leaders, and we definitely need leaders playing, so it's going to help both the offense and the defense. So, of course, special teams as well.